Hello. So before I begin this podcast, I'd like to reemphasize the fact that PhysioMentalist is here to help you. As a physiotherapist student and as a young physiotherapist, feel free to reach out to us. So back then in school, I usually get questions like, why do you guys learn so much from psychology to sociology to anatomy to about chemistry, physiology, and so on, including statistics, if all you do is just massage patients? So why do you guys need to learn, even go as far as dissecting in anatomy during anatomy practical? The only answer I give is that all of these things that I'm learning would place me in the best position to help you when you are in need of a physiotherapist. A good knowledge of anatomy, psychology, physiology, sociology, they all work together hand in hand. If during the management of a patient. Now let's consider this. Only a good knowledge of anatomy would make a physiotherapist understand which functional muscle group he is to facilitate in a neurologically impaired patient. So he has to learn anatomy. Movement is key to our living. It is key to life. And all medical condition, every medical condition, can in one way or the other affect the way you walk, affect the way you sit, affect the way you stand. And aside the condition, every system in the body, neurological system, musculoskeletal, urinary, GIT, cardiopulmonary, integumentary, all of them could be affected one way or the other, and that would directly or indirectly affect the way we move. So, as a physiotherapist, you come to me with pain or with limited movement. Majority of our patients come with the two. I have to figure out which is causing which, who is causing who. Get you back to function while considering a lot of other things, including your work, your children, your family. God, I love this job. So that makes it really hard for us when you call us a masseuse. It's just so funny.